piercing green eyes looked directly at her for a long moment, his solemn expression belying the joy which dawned in those same eyes.
"I think," he began contemplatively, "I think with this drug, sleep will largely be a thing of the past. I think it bloody well works."
Letting his irrepressible grin materialize, he grabbed Madison, picked her up, and spun her around. For an instant, she felt lighter than air, since he could lift her as though she weighed no more than a child. Caught up in the moment, he ended by giving her a very brief but enthusiastic kiss. Her lips burned where they touched his, and that heat shot straight through her, sending a delicious shiver down her spine. Was it her imagination, or did he quiver in response? Before she could decide, he pulled away. Feeling strangely bereft, she drew air into starved lungs and tried to calm her racing heart, startled as much by the gesture as by her own rapid-fire response to a mere brush of lips. She stood gazing at him for a moment while her world tilted back onto its accustomed axis. He had never so much as touched her hand until now, and it had seemed to her that her desire would forever remain unrequited. Nor would she presume that had changed. It was just a kiss, after all, an obviously impulsive gesture made in the exuberance of the moment. Yet at least she would have this one memory to look back on. All this swept through her in the instant before she looked up into his eyes. Eyes gone sharp and hot with speculation and an entirely new awareness. Maybe she should presume a bit after all.